Hey, it's Bevan Lucas from Buzzword the Podcast. I just wanted to take a quick moment to thank all of you, our listeners, for checking out the show. If you're new to Buzzword the Podcast, be sure to hit subscribe. That way you never miss a new episode. Thanks for listening. Now enjoy the show. Buzzword the Podcast is based on the Buzzword brand board game by Playmonster LLC.
Nerd Nook Trivia.
Nerd Nook Trivia presents our game of addictive wordplay. It's Buzzword the Podcast. And now, here's your host, Bevan Lucas.
Hello, and welcome to Buzzword the Podcast. We have another great show lined up for you today, so let's get to it. As always, we have two players waiting to play the game. Please welcome back to the show, Bo Batterson and Slade Hovick. Hey guys, how's it going?
Hey!
Hey, pretty good, Bevan.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. Bo is a writer, a producer, heavily involved in Iowa's film scene, and now a podcast host.
Heck yeah. So it's the Big Thunder Podcast. It's where you get your latest news on the world of Disney and Universal theme parks, and then we play a fun game. I am joining you. You have inspired me to become a game show host. So that's what we do now. So every week there's a new game that, that I've made up, and I make my wife play, and she never knows the game beforehand, so she learns it in real time what the stupid thing I've made up, and then we play. That's the show. So awesome. Big Thunder Pod, wherever you get your podcasts.
And Abby, she kind of helps people set up their Disney vacations, correct?
Yeah, so yeah. She's a certified Disney travel agent, which is kind of the genesis of the theme. So yeah, if you need help booking your trip, that's where you talk to Abby at Mini Vacay. Awesome. But more importantly, listen to the podcast.
Big where Thunder you give podcast. Away all the secrets. Yeah, that's right.
And that's Big Thunder Podcast, wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
I have it on my website as well, bojbatterson.com. But yeah, I think Spotify is usually where I push people to.
And the last time you were here, your movie had just released Last Minute to Midnight. Any other projects coming out soon?
We've got some one short film we shot. We have like one final scene to do that I feel like we keep pushing off and pushing off and pushing up. So hopefully that we'll get that done and that'll have like a Halloween release. Knock on wood that we'll actually finish it. Yeah, that'll be another short.
All right. Well, awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming back and playing the game, Bo. Slade, you were here just a few weeks ago, and we learned that you're a voiceover artist. You've voiced many children's characters and books. Do you have a favorite that you've done?
I think my favorite was probably the first book I ever did, and it's called The Lost Journals of Bud Wiper.
Okay.
Totally supposed to be a play on words because it's a junior high book.
Right, there you go.
But it was a wonderful book, and it was really these two different boys that were separated by 60 years, and you kind of see their two different stories unfolding together. The modern day young man, he ends up finding the journal of the 60 years past boy. And so he's kind of reading his journal, and that person is kind of like a mini Indiana Jones, is kind of how I viewed it. Is he's just like a super adventurous kid. He goes on this globe-trotting adventure to save his parents, and the other kid has a bully at school. So it's like you're seeing these two very interesting different stories, but they do link together in parallel very well. But I loved that book because it was the first one I dove into it, and I had to do over 25 different character voices for it. Blew my mind, but I managed to get through it and really loved it. And I've heard that there is a sequel in the works. As for anything recent, like not a fiction piece and way more depressing, unfortunately, is a book called Any Place But Here. And it was written by Sheriff Tony Thompson. And it is about Bo, have you heard about it?
I know the book.
Yeah,
I know. Right, cool. I haven't read it or anything, but I know the book. I know what the book is.
It's very good. So the sheriff in our town or our county, and he wrote this book about mental health and its connections, unfortunate connections in the criminal justice system. As the sheriff, he's in charge of the jail in our county, and the jail is the largest mental health institution in our county. which is just horrendous because we just don't have enough mental health support in our county, in our state, in our country. And really, he's kind of trying to rally people and make them realize how harsh that is and how much we really need some reform. I was really honored to be a part of that one and help do the audiobook for that. So, yeah.
Yeah, that is definitely a change of pace. And that was actually going to be my segue. So when does that project go live? Or is it live now?
That one's already live. Yeah. Okay. That one went live, I want to say about a week or two ago. Yeah. Okay. So,
all right.
Yep. You so can find that on like Audible. Audible. Yeah. You can find it on Amazon. I know he sells the digital book on Amazon and paper copies as well, but you can get the audiobook through Audible or Amazon. Yeah.
Slade, where can our listeners find you?
VOSlade.com. You know, like voice over Slade. It's very clever.
There you go.
You'll never forget.
VOSlade.com. That's where you can.
Why
hire
would you go
Slade.
There? Because there's funny voices and you could hire me to make even more funny voices, Bevan, like you did for this podcast.
Yes. And that's exactly right. Full disclosures, you heard Slade's voice at the top of this show. He's our announcer. He doesn't see any questions or anything like that. He has a script that he recorded months ago. That's the only thing that he's ever seen from me. So guys, thank you so much for coming back and playing the game. Let's get to it. Here are the three buzzwords that we are working with today. They are Tom, as in the name Tom, last, or jam. Slade, you're going to get to go first this game. Which would you like?
Well, let's go last with first.
Okay.
Or first with last.
All right, last it is. Still 1 point for every correct answer you give me. You can pass at any time, but you can't go back to it. Here is clue number one. Final on the list, but not in importance.
Last but not least.
That's correct. Number two, he laughs best.
He who laughs last?
That's it, yeah.
All right.
Number three, the final meal for Jesus.
Pop-Tarts? No, Last Supper.
Yes, we're moving on from that blasphemy. Number four, speak after others who have spoken.
Speak after others has spoken. Ooh. Last to speak is what I would think, but that seems too easy. Oh, you have the last word.
That's it. Number.
All right.
And number five, Indiana Jones film.
Ah, you always ask me movies and stuff. Pop culture. I don't know. I sit in a booth all day.
Well, all I only know pop culture, so.
Yeah, there
oh,
you
great.
Go. So Bo's ready for this if you don't get
the,
it.
Is it last? It's not The Last Crusade.
That's it. Yeah.
Yay, Last Crusade.
He,
I said that.
He didn't guess it for real. He just mumbled it.
So
Bevan.
Much
mumbles
confidence.
Don't count.
Bevan.
It's you're it. Counting mumbles.
All right.
He'll fix it in post.
It was The Last Crusade, Bevan.
There, just put that in there. Just put that in there.
Well,
actually, the film is called Indiana Jones and The Last Crusade.
True. Yeah, that is correct. But the Indiana Jones part was the clue, so that's how we came up with The Last Crusade. We're not even one round in, and Bo already has an addition to his letter of complaint for some of the clues on our show.
Let me sign it.
Slade has a few he'd probably like to add. If you didn't hear the bells go off, that means Slade picked up a clean sweep, adding 5 points to his score. It's still anybody's game. We've got a lot to play yet. Bo, you're up. We're still working with the word last. Here's clue number one, desperate final attempt.
Desperate final attempt. Last stand?
No, that's not correct. Okay. Number two.
I'm not here to win. I'm just here to have a good time.
Number two, finally.
Finally?
Yes.
One word clue.
The last straw.
Nope. Clue number three, close to final collapse.
Is this last stand?
No.
It should be.
Number four, Daniel Day-Lewis Mohawk movie.
That's Last of the Mohicans.
There you go. Bo's on the board. Clue number five, just before the deadline.
Just before the deadline.
Yes.
Just before the deadline. Just before the deadline.
Yeah.
Last minute?
Yeah, that is
there
it.
There you go.
The last minute till midnight is the film that I promoted last time I was here.
Right.
Yeah, you
yeah.
should be on top of that. Jeez.
You got it. All right.
Available now on YouTube for free.
Right now we have a score of 5-2. Slade, you have a chance right now to steal some of the points that Bo missed. Clue number one, desperate final attempt.
That's your last chance, Bevan.
That is not it. We were looking for last ditch effort.
Oh, all right. Last chance. Right. This is last chance. Pretty good.
All right.
Fine.
So, number two, finally.
I'm just going to go with lastly.
No, we were looking for at last.
At last.
That's the one I'll write the letter about.
Well, I mean, I know it had to be in there at some point. You know.
Last chance.
Well, there you go. Number three, close to final collapse.
Final collapse. This is the one that had me stumped. Close to final collapse. On its last leg?
That's it. Yeah.
All right.
You got it. All right. So Slade picking up 1 point there, taking his score to six. Bo, you have two, and you are going to go first for the second round.
Okay.
We have two words left. Do you want jam or Tom?
You know, I'll take jam.
Jam, okay. Here we go. Clue number one, gridlock on the streets.
I'm going to say traffic jam.
That's it. Number two, sourdough and fruit spread.
Okay, well, it can't just be jam.
Listen to the clue again. Sourdough and fruit spread.
Sourdough and fruit spread. I don't know.
Feel bad, Bo. Don't feel bad.
Okay, you can pass it.
I'm a pass. Can I come back to it if
no,
I pass?
No.
So what benefit do I get from passing?
Well, we can move on. We can.
No, I'll sit here all night. I have nowhere to be.
Okay.
I'm gonna say fruit jam.
No, that is not it. Number three, hurting your hand while playing sports.
Hurting your hand while playing sports. I'm gonna say jammed finger.
Yeah, jam your finger or wrist. Yep, that is it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not. Yeah, that adding the sports thing really threw me off. You can jam your finger lots of ways.
All right,
I'll leave it at that.
Okay,
that went quiet real fast.
Leave it at that. Number four, too much timber in the river.
Too much timber in the river.
Yes.
Is it a log jam?
Yes. And number five, movie with Michael Jordan and Bugs Bunny.
Michael Jordan?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, come on.
Oh, no. I was just making sure we're not talking about LeBron James.
No.
Make sure I get the right Space Jam.
We don't talk about that.
Yes, we're talking about the original, not the remake.
Look, the Looney Tunes characters, they're there at Six Flags, and that's not in my wheelhouse.
Yes.
Ooh, yeah, that's true.
But, you know, log jam, I got that because you're riding a log when you go down Tiana's Bot Adventure, opening up at the Magic Kingdom this summer. You can find out more on Tiana's Bayou Adventure by listening to the Big Thunder podcast.
I was so going to ask, and you took it.
Okay, so, Bo, you missed one there. Slade, you can take the point. It is sourdough and fruit spread.
It's going to be like fresh jam.
And you said fruit jam, so that doesn't... I mean, that was what I would have gone with. I have no idea. Jam spread.
So we were looking for bread and jam.
What?
Sourdough, bread, and...
Add it to the letter.
Who does that? Yes, exactly. This is bread America. We eat peanut butter and jelly.
Okay. All right.
Put that in there. Who eats jam? Bread and jam. You want to come over for some bread and jam?
Why not?
Nobody does that.
I mean, maybe. Somebody might. You never know.
And why specifically sourdough?
All right.
Well,
I
want
to have one of the viewers, listeners,
any bread.
Whatever.
The bread, the sourdough is just there to make you think of bread and jam.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Listeners, write in to Bevan Lucas.
It's buzzwordthepodcast@gmail.com. All right, here we go. Slade, you're up. Number one, clogs up the printer or copier.
Paper jam.
Yes. Number two, a group of musicians improvising.
That's just a jam session.
Yes. Number three, sticking with music, Eddie Vedder's band.
Eddie Vedder's band. Music related. You know my weaknesses. Band with jam in it. Pearl Jam.
Yeah, that's it.
Took me a second.
Number four, a tough spot to be.
You're in a jam.
That's it. Number five, for the clean sweep, extremely crowded or at full capacity.
There's a couple of different ways to say that one, I guess, but jammed in?
No.
Jammed in tight?
That is not correct. Bo, you can steal that point. Do you need the clue again?
Yeah, one more time.
Okay. The clue is extremely crowded or at full capacity.
I'm going to go jam-packed.
And that is correct.
Oh, you should have said my annoyance with the questions that don't make sense. Packed. I am jam-packed with those. Then it would have made sense.
So is Bo.
Where's that letter?
Ask Bo. I'm
just
going to
make it a Google Doc that everyone can...
so you can just keep adding to it?
Yeah. All the guests on your show.
Okay.
You just add to it.
I'll write it, because that's my jam.
All right, with that, we're going to head into break. We'll tally up the scores, play Mega Word and Round 3, plus maybe have some bread and jam. Who knows? We'll be back with more Buzzword the Podcast in just a moment.
If you're enjoying Buzzword the Podcast, be kind and leave us a rating or a review on your favorite podcast platform. It helps us out, and it introduces our show of crazy wordplay to new people. If you're new here, thanks for checking us out. And tell your friends.
Welcome back to Buzzword the Podcast. This week I'm playing the game with Bo and Slade. Right now we have a score of 10-6 with Slade in the lead, but that's all going to change right now with Mega Word. All right, Slade, you're a pro at this. Bo, this is new since the last time you were here.
Yeah, I have no idea what we're doing.
You're gonna find out.
So here's how it works. I'm gonna show you a 10-letter word this week, and then I'm gonna give you three potential answers. Two are made up, one is real. Your job is to give me the correct answer. If you can do that, I'll give you 5 bonus points. All right, here we go. The mega word today is macadamize. The three potential answers are a type of nut, a way to pave roads, or number 3, a way to make tires. The answers are locked in. Bo, what do you say?
A way to make tires.
Okay. And Slade, what do you say?
I'm paving a road to victory, Bevan. That's what I'm doing. I'm paving a road to victory.
All right, the correct answer is number 2. So Slade, you're picking up the 5 bonus points there.
Want to know how I knew?
Well, how did you know, Slade? How did you know?
I don't know.
All right, so I'll tell you how
it works. I was hoping you would tell me how I would know, because I just thought, you know, there's a road to victory, so I took it.
All right. Well, I mean, that was a good deduction there, but here's how it actually works. Construction crews actually pave roads and highways by compacting layers of broken stone with asphalt or hot tar. It's called macadamize. So that's how it works.
I've never worked an honest day in my life. So there's no way I would know about manual labor. I'm a soft boy.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, I saw it and thought I had something to do with mac and cheese, so I'm a soft boy too.
All right, we're going to head into round 3. Slade picking up that 5 points takes his score to 15. Bo, you have 7. You're trailing, so you're going to go first here. The word for round 3 is Tom. T-O-M. All right, Bo, here is clue number 1. GPS service brand name.
TomTom.
Yes. Number 2. Name for a young male Thanksgiving bird.
Tom Turkey?
Yes. Number 3. Cat and mouse cartoon duo.
Well, they're not characters you'd find at Disney.
No, they're not. No.
I would never talk about them on the Big Thunder podcast.
There it is.
Okay. Right.
But yeah, that would be Tom and Jerry.
Yes. And is Tom and Jerry even in reruns anymore?
Recently have a movie.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Leave it to the pop.
I'm sure they're on like MeTV.
Oh, yeah. You know, maybe they are on early mornings. Classic. Or Saturdays or something. Yeah. All right. Number 4, actor known for Mission Impossible movies.
Oh, well, you see, at Universal Studios, we have the Bourne Stuntacular. Okay. We don't have any Mission Impossible movies.
Okay.
But I believe that's a man they call Tom Cruise.
That is the one. And for your own clean sweep, Bo, which is exactly what you need to do, it's high quality clothing brand.
Oof. I shop at Target. I get the Goodfellow shirts.
Yeah.
They're like $5.
Okay. Yeah.
They don't sell Tommy Hilfiger at Target. Okay.
No, they don't, but you got the correct answer. So you've
got five
Sweet. Points there.
Oh, did I? He knew.
Bo, that takes your final score to 12. Slade, we're still going to go through your part of the round because you could miss some points and Bo could pick them up. So here we go. Clue number one. 1990s comedy starring Chris Farley and David Spade.
Tommy Boy.
That's classic. It. Number two. USA Navy aircraft or male feline.
Tomcat?
Yeah, that's it.
All right.
Number three, jazz singer often found in Las Vegas.
Oh, I lost all my money there. You'd think I'd remember. Tom Petty. No, that's not
that
jazz singer.
Not
I
correct.
Just threw out a name.
Nope. Number four, former Patriots quarterback.
If it's the former one, who cares? Nobody cares. Oh, geez. I know this and I can't think of it now. You can tell how much I watch football. He retired and then he didn't retire and then he came back and then everything, I think. Yes. My Uncle Tom.
No. All right. Number five, Forrest Gump actor.
Tom Hanks.
There you go.
Awesome.
Okay. So, Bo, unfortunately, I'm just going to have to put you out of your misery. The two that he missed.
I know those answers.
Okay, what are they?
I'm sure you do.
Do you want the clues or no?
Give me the clues.
Okay. Jazz singer often found in Las Vegas.
What's up, pussycat? That's Tom Jones.
That's correct. And number four, former Patriots quarterback.
Former Patriots quarterback and current face of Hurts, Tom Brady. Oh,
Brady, there
he's
we on, go.
He's Hurts. Spokesperson.
Hurts Donuts.
Not the donuts.
The car.
The car company.
Yeah. Oh, right.
You're not inundated with those YouTube ads? Man,
no,
I can't freaking watch 10 minutes of YouTube without him jumping on a couch pretending to be Tom Cruise from 20 years ago. It's a very timely commercial, Hurts.
There you go.
Anyways, you can edit out that rant. Unless Hertz is a sponsor. If Hertz is sponsoring this podcast, you definitely don't want to leave that in.
Yeah, no. And as far as I know, they're not. So nobody is. So there we go. Maybe future? I don't know.
We'll see.
They are looking to sponsor a podcast. They could do this one. Or they could also do...
Big Thunder.
We'll take that money over at the Big Thunder Podcast.
That's right.
Wherever you get your podcasts...
All right. Well, at the end of the game, we have a final score of 18-12, which makes Slade this week's big winner. Congratulations, Slade.
Thank you, Bevan.
Yeah.
It feels bittersweet.
Yeah. And sorry, we don't have a trophy. Bo has petitioned us to get a trophy, but that hasn't happened yet. Or a victory belt.
I want you to get a championship belt.
There you
go. That's right.
It has your face on it.
Yeah, that's not going to happen anytime soon. We'll just leave it at that. Thank you so much, guys, for coming back and playing the game. That's going to wrap it up for this edition of Buzzword, the podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to subscribe to the show. That way you never miss a new episode. Also, leave us a rating wherever you can. It really helps us out. You can also drop us a line at buzzwordthepodcast@gmail.com and find us on Facebook at Buzzword, the podcast. For Slade and Bo, I'm Bevan Lucas. Good night, guys.
Email him about bread and jam.
Big Thunder Pod.
We'll have an all-new episode for you next week. See you then.